Hello, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington. Today on the program, we hear about what the United Nations has called the biggest humanitarian crisis in the world, the situation in Iraq and Syria. The UN says more aid is needed to feed and clothe refugees. But first, we tell about a new report about hunger. It says empowering women can help fight hunger and find answers to other problems. A report on world hunger and the crisis in Syria and Iraq are next on As It Is. A Christian aid group says problems like hunger, malnutrition, and poverty cannot be solved until and unless women are treated as well as men. The group Bread for the World released a report on hunger this week. It says the number and percentage of hungry people worldwide is dropping. But it says the drop could be greater if governments and societies worked to make sure women had rights and power equal to those that men have. VOA's Christopher Cruz spoke to members of the group this week at an event held to mark the report's release.
Fauzia Dashir of Kenya created the Northern Organization of Social Empowerment. She works with women farmers, showing them how to earn money by growing cash crops. She told VOA that women should not hope that men will give them power. They should take it.
Women should not wait for men. Women should not even wait for any institution. It's about them. They should wake up. They should get out of their comfort zone, work together, and do so much, you know, for themselves.
Gary Barker leads a non-governmental organization that seeks to involve men in fighting for the equal treatment of women and ending violence against women. Mr. Barker says improving the lives of women will not hurt men. In fact, he says, just the opposite will happen.
We use an expression off at the community level that men of quality are not afraid of equality. It is really about changing what our relations as men and women are, and we should be happy and celebrate that as men, not be afraid of it.
Gary Barker notes that many men use violence against women, but he says the majority of men do not. He says they should work to keep other men and boys from attacking women. Asma Latif works for Bread for the World. She says just 10% of agricultural development aid goes to women, yet 43% of all farmers are women. Ms. Latif says governments should help with child care and require equal pay for equal work. She says employers should pay women when they are sick and not take money from their wages when they are unable to work for a short time.
There are so many things that women do, the unpaid care work, the household chores, that are really not factored into programs. So women are, in the end, doing twice as much work.
Bread for the World says men should help women with household duties, sharing some of the heavy burden women now carry, mostly on their own. Mr. Barker says if men did more housework and caregiving, and women had more power, men and their families would be helped.
Women's income coming into the household is good for us as men, too. It frees the pressure on our backs to be sole providers. And I think we show the economic data that would say the U.S. GDP would grow by 9% if women were in the paid workforce as much as men are.
Bread for the World says girls should be permitted to attend school for as long as boys do. It notes studies show that when girls in Africa are able to complete their schooling, their families are less likely to live in poverty. Worldwide, 800 women die giving birth every day, and 39,000 young girls are married to older men each day. That is 14 million every year, or 1 in 9 girls. The group says 3/4 of girls in Niger, 2/3 of girls in Bangladesh, and 1/2 of the girls in India become what are known as child brides. Bread for the World has been releasing reports on poverty and hunger for 20 years. The group plans to give its report to all 535 members of the United States Congress. This is the first time it has used one of its reports to strongly call for equal treatment of men and women. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to the VOA Learning English program as it is. The United Nations says Iraq and Syria need more aid to deal with the humanitarian crisis in those countries. The situation is expected to worsen with the arrival of winter. Bob Doty has this report.
Millions of people in Syria and Iraq need humanitarian aid. Many of these men, women, and children fled violence with only the clothes they were wearing. The United Nations is calling the situation in Syria and Iraq the biggest humanitarian crisis in the world today. Baroness Emma Nicholson is with the Amar International Charitable Foundation. She says donors are not reacting to appeals for more donations.
For a reason I cannot understand, I cannot explain, the world has barely shifted in its response. The big funders haven't come across, yet there are 1.4 million new refugees, IDPs, inside Iraq alone, and you know what's going on in Syria. And this is spreading.
Joel Charney is with InterAction, an alliance of more than 180 non-governmental organizations.
I think part of it is that there are so many emergencies right now.
He adds that donors may be facing difficult decisions about where to send their money.
So some of it is competition or sort of donors trying to figure out, do we respond in Syria and Iraq? Do we respond in South Sudan? Do we respond in the Central African Republic? We now have the Ebola crisis.
Some countries have donated large amounts. Since 2012, the United States has provided more than $1.5 billion to help Iraqis and Syrians. Saudi Arabia recently gave the United Nations $500 million. But Joel Charney says more than just money is needed to ease the crisis.
Yes, if we had more aid,